We all have our golden hour, our time to de-stress and reflect. To reach new levels of calm and contentment, check out Plus CBD's Reserve Collection. It's crafted using the highest quality full-spectrum hemp oil for bigger, broader effects to help you experience deeper relaxation and a brighter mood. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, sleep, temperature and pain control, and inflammatory and immune responses. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take is Plus CBD from CV Sciences. Their Reserve Collection is a specially curated blend of cannabinoids, rich and bold, or when intense support is needed. Enjoy a deeper CBD experience with Plus CBD's Reserve Collection of oils and gummies. To learn more or to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's Reserve Collection.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. I can't think of a place I'd rather be than right here behind this very microphone, sharing vital health information with you that hopefully can make a difference in your lives. 877-726-8255, our number for calls this hour or any time during the week. You can record a question. We'll take some of those recorded calls during this hour. Among the stories we're going to tackle, I promised you last hour to talk about dogs' ability to sniff out PTSD. They're service animals who are used by sufferers of PTSD and trauma, and they're nice, they're comforting, but do they actually have the ability to warn their owners of impending stress? New study sheds light on that. 877-726-8255. Okay, the food-mood connection. Is something that we frequently talk about here on Intelligent Medicine because it's an important theme in the field of nutrition. You know, we talk about nutrition, prevention of cardiovascular disease, for preserving brain function, for overall wellness and longevity. But there's a major component of nutrition that affects the mood. And there's a new study that sheds light on the relationship between high sugar intake and the risk of depression. Now, this is by no means new. This is simply validation of something that we've known for a long time. And I happen to have in my possession a first edition of a book entitled Body, Mind, and Sugar. It's a pioneering book by an MD psychiatrist, Dr. E.M. Abrahamson, who first wrote in the first edition of Body, Mind, and Sugar in 1951 about the relationship between sugar intake and psychiatric disease, specifically depression and anxiety. And in it, he talked about how sugar can cause spikes in blood sugar and then a corresponding decline. What goes up must come down. There's corresponding hypoglycemia, and hypoglycemia is associated with the release of stress hormones because nothing more stressful to the body, except perhaps for drowning or asphyxiation, than an absence of blood sugar, because when your blood sugar goes down, it can cause you to have a seizure and even die. But short of that, stress hormones are released, which cause you to feel jittery, anxious, and hungry. And that is hypoglycemia. And so people who consume a lot of sugar or refined carbohydrates on our blood sugar roller coaster all the time, and that affects their mood. So it kind of gives the lie to those hangry commercials for Snickers bars. If you're feeling hangry, have a Snickers bar and it'll fix it all up. Well, it'll fix it up transiently, but subsequently your blood sugar will plummet and you'll be back in the same boat or even worse in terms of your mood. Subsequently, a book that was popular when I was in my medical training was Sugar Blues by Bill Dufty. He was the partner of and husband of Gloria Swanson, the actress. And he wrote Sugar Blues, which is a very popular book in the 1980s. And so a lot of doctors like me, early in our career, we were doing glucose tolerance tests on people who suffered from anxiety and depression. And it turns out we're on the right track because a new study from 2024 confirms what we believe. High sugar intake tied to increased risk for depression. So what they found in this study, the incidence of depression increased by 28% for every 100 grams per day increase in sugar intake. To give you an idea of what 100 grams is, it's roughly 20 teaspoons. And how many teaspoons of sugar in a single serving of Coke? It turns out there's 10 teaspoons of sugar in a Coke. So you're halfway there to depression when you have even one Coke per day. Mountain Dew even worse, 11 teaspoons. That's more than halfway there to your 20 teaspoon per day intake that can increase your risk of depression by 28%. Oh, that Snickers bar that's so highly touted for alleviating your hangry symptoms, 7 teaspoons, okay? So it's easy to exceed that mark of 20 teaspoons per day. A lot of Americans routinely do. Participants who consumed in this study the most amount of sugar each day had a 33% higher risk for depression than those who consumed the least. Now, there's a caveat about this study. There could be something called reverse causation, is that people who are depressed, they may consume more sugar. So it's a chicken and egg thing. Is it the sugar causing the depression, or is it pressure causing the sugar craving, and people take the sugar to boost their mood, to alleviate their, you know, to sort of self-medicate. And people do self-medicate with food. There's no question. And there's no more potent self-medication than, you know, an ice cream cone or a sugary dessert, which transiently lights up your brain. But ultimately causes your blood sugar to plummet. They also, in the study, they suggest another mechanism by which sugar can have an adverse effect on mood, and that is via the microbiome. And we now know that there's a gut-brain connection that even extends not just to mood problems like anxiety and depression. There are so-called psychobiotics, probiotics, that help mood. There's also a connection between the microbiome and more serious conditions like Parkinson's disease and potentially Alzheimer's. And it is possible that a high sugar diet can disrupt the gut microbiome. The absence of helpful phytochemicals and fiber, so-called prebiotics, can damage the microbiome, cause it to send aberrant signals to the brain, and thus negatively affect mood. So there you have it. All right, on another front, I recently, this is one of these bathroom conversations. I'm at a medical conference, it's like a nutrition conference, and a guy goes in the bathroom and he has this beautiful dog with him, and it's a service animal. It's got one of those, you know, coats on that says service animal, you know, so you don't think, well, I'm just taking my pet, you know, along with me. This is legitimate, a service animal. And, you know, I say, oh, you're a beautiful dog. You know, we're standing there at the, you know, at the urinals, you know, having a conversation as men do in the bathroom. And so I ventured to say, well, you know, what type of, you know, I kind of, you're not supposed to actually ask people their medical conditions, but I kind of ventured to say, well, what type of service animal is that, after some preliminaries about how nice a dog that was. And the guy said, oh, he's a PTSD service animal. I said, that's interesting. I said, that's interesting because, I, you know, there are service animals for people with various types of disabilities. There's diabetic service animals that warn people of an impending low blood sugar event, or animals that warn people of impending seizures. There's emotional support animals, you know, and look, there's no question animals provide emotional support. If you look into, you know, cute animals' eyes, instantaneously it creates kind of a reset for you. But there's more to it than just the comfort or sympathy evoked when you have a service animal. No question they can provide solace, but according to a new study, dogs are able to sniff out PTSD and other trauma in human breath. And we'll find out more about that when we return. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255, our number for calls. This is Intelligent Medicine. Magnesium plays a critical role in vital bodily functions, including energy production, heart health, immunity, and more restful sleep. Magnesium is ubiquitous in metabolic pathways that affect virtually all organ systems. But magnesium deficiency or insufficiency is one of the most pervasive nutritional problems afflicting the majority of Americans. Ultra-processed foods, many common medications, stress, and medical conditions like diabetes all deplete magnesium. So I'm excited to tell you about MAG-SRT from Jigsaw Health. MAG-SRT has rightfully earned a reputation as the most popular, most bioavailable, and best-tolerated magnesium brands in the world. The developers of MAG-SRT have solved a problem that deters many from getting adequate intake of elemental magnesium. Their unique formulation is gentle on the stomach and doesn't produce unwanted GI effects. For more information and to order MAG-SRT, just go to jigsawhealth.com. That's jigsawhealth.com. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 for $10 off your order. That's jigsawhealth.com and use code HOFFMAN10 for MAG-SRT, time-released magnesium. We all have our golden hour, our time to de-stress and reflect. To reach new levels of calm and contentment, check out Plus CBD's Reserve Collection. It's crafted using the highest quality full-spectrum hemp oil for bigger, broader effects to help you experience deeper relaxation and a brighter mood. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, sleep, temperature, and pain control, and inflammatory and immune responses. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take is Plus CBD from CV Sciences. Their Reserve Collection is a specially curated blend of cannabinoids, rich and bold, or when intense support is needed. Enjoy a deeper CBD experience with Plus CBD's Reserve Collection of oils and gummies. To learn more or to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code HOFFMAN30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's Reserve Collection. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. If you'd like to call during the show. The lifetime prevalence of PTSD, I didn't realize this, is about 8% in the general population, but among veterans, it can reach 23%. So there are a lot of folks walking around with PTSD, and you know, these are people who are likely to get very apprehensive if they hear loud noises that are reminiscent of explosions, or if they're in situations which replicate or enable them to re-experience their trauma. An example of which might be a rape victim or someone who suffered physical abuse or got beaten up. PTSD is pretty common. And so service animals are used in the treatment of PTSD, and they can be quite helpful. For example, there is a doctor where I practice. There's a big suite of offices, and a bunch of doctors have their practices in the different offices. And one doctor brings in this beautiful white husky with really soulful blue eyes, with such a gentle disposition that you immediately relax when you look at this big, powerful animal who's so gentle and looks at you so empathetically. I think it's part of the therapy that he delivers is to have this beautiful dog curled up under the desk by his feet while he sees patients with challenging medical problems. But there's more to it than just the empathy or the solace that these animals evoke in their owners. According to a study, dogs are actually able to sniff out PTSD in human breath. And, you know, they talk about the smell of fear. And that is more than a literary device. There is something to it. There's some evidence that dogs can detect stress-related volatile organic compounds, which have been identified, isoprene and monoterpenes, which are exuded from the human body through urine, sweat, and breath. And in a new study, 26 civilian donors who had experienced various types of trauma but had no severe mental illness, 50% met the criteria for PTSD. Breath samples were collected, and then they were given to two trained dogs. One was Ivy, a red golden retriever, and Callie, a German Shepherd, Belgian Malinois mix. They were trained to identify target odors from the samples. So these were trained animals. The animals were tested to determine whether they were able to discriminate between breath samples collected from these same breath donors during a relatively relaxed state and during induced stress testing. And here's what they found. Investigators found the dogs had about a 90% accuracy rate across all sample sets. They had the ability to discern trauma cues from breath samples of various individuals. It's pretty amazing. So they are very, very accurate emotion detectors. And so the results suggest that some service dogs could alert to upcoming intrusion symptoms even before the physical signs manifest and before the person is themselves aware of the impending situation. So, wow. This is just incredible stuff, mind-blowing. And it's just incredible what these animals can be trained to do. It suggests maybe in the future, like very, very sophisticated instrumentation could be using, say, artificial intelligence trained to identify gaseous patterns the way that dogs' noses do to identify various disease states. They're talking about that more and more. There's no question that animals can detect cancer quite accurately. And so based on that principle, there's a lot of research on olfactory signals of disease, the smell of various medical conditions. We know that acetone breath is a sign. We've learned this in medical school, just smelling the breath of patients, very distinctive, can be a sign of impending diabetic ketoacidosis, a life-threatening condition. But using this technology, instead of a stethoscope, we may have, sniffers that are used to detect disease and enable us to get an early response so that we can alleviate whatever's happening before it becomes full-blown. 877-726-8255, our number. When we return, we're going to talk about decaffeinated coffee. Because I'm a big drinker of decaf. I have some decaf right in front of me during the, I usually guzzle it during the program. I find it very satisfying and there's not a lot of caffeine jolt. But is there a hidden toxin in decaf coffee that we should be avoiding? A new controversy is brewing and we'll explore that. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Did I really just say that? Just before the break, I said about decaf coffee, a controversy is brewing. I just said that inadvertently. I just paroxysmally pun sometimes. The story is about decaf coffee and whether it's safe to drink. We'll cover that in just a moment. But before that, 877-726-8255. We have a recorded question. Let's hear it.
Hello, Dr. Hoffman. I am having dental implants this week. Afterwards, I'm supposed to eat a diet high with vitamin C, but I need a liquid diet for a while. Can you recommend any non-acidic vegetables that would be high in vitamin C? Or is there some supplement that is not acidic that I could put into a liquid? Thank you so much.
Okay. You know, when it comes to liquid supplements, there are buffered vitamin C powders that, when they're buffered, it means that the acidity is buffered. So they're combined with minerals that, you know, vitamins, ascorbic acid is an acid, it's acidic. And when you buffer it with a mineral like calcium or potassium or magnesium, you're going to get a kind of a counteracting effect. So it's called buffered vitamin C powder, and you can make that a liquid. But in terms of once you're able to chew again, there are non-acidic sources of vitamin C. A lot of people think of, you know, OJ. It's got to be orange juice. And yeah, that's a liquid, but it's acidic and it might irritate your mouth. Some people have trouble with orange juice because it causes GERD or reflux, irritation of the esophagus, because it is a little bit acidic. But few people know that there are actually vegetables that are higher in vitamin C content than even oranges, among which are bell peppers. Bell peppers, especially the red and the orange kind, are very high in vitamin C. The green ones have vitamin C too, but to a little lesser extent. And then there's broccoli, which is a great source of vitamin C, although, you know, I'm not sure that you're going to want to take liquid broccoli, you know, unless you, you know, juice it. So there are alternatives in terms of fruits that are high in vitamin C and less acidic. Well, you got kiwis and strawberries, which are fairly high in vitamin C, and they're not as acidic as oranges. So there you have it. 877-726-8255. A reminder, you can call during the week and record questions. The spring allergy season is upon us. Lots of people are sneezing. The trees are blooming. I went to Central Park the other day, and blossoms are just gorgeous. But for some people, that means misery. That, along with lingering factors contributing to airborne pollution, means it's time to buttress your respiratory health with Breathe Clear from my friends at NT Factor. Breathe Clear with NT Factor combines the benefits of NT Factor's breakthrough lipids formula with powerful bioflavonoids and amino acids. Together, they've been shown to restore energy, repair the damage to cells caused by air pollution, decrease allergic reactions, reduce sinus congestion, and open blood vessels. Breathe Clear with NT Factor is the best formulation available for tackling both allergies and the free radical damage caused by air pollution. For a limited time, buy one bottle of Breathe Clear with NT Factor and get another one absolutely free. That's a $27 savings. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com or call 800-982-9158. 800-982-9158. Take advantage of this buy one, get one free sale and arm yourself with the protective power of Breathe Clear with NT Factor this spring. And breathe freely while supporting your body's fight against allergies and free radicals. All right, now for that story about decaf coffee. Now, I love decaf coffee, and I drink a lot of it. But there may be a hidden problem associated with decaffeinated coffee. Because how do you get the caffeine out of the coffee? Usually, it's via a chemical called methylene chloride. Now, methylene chloride has been used in industrial applications, including paint stripping, pharmaceutical manufacturing, paint remover manufacturing, and metal cleaning and degreasing. That doesn't sound too appetizing. And it's long been known to be a carcinogen. So the concern is that by using methylene chloride to take the caffeine out of coffee, rendering it decaf, that we're exposing people to admittedly lower levels of methylene chloride than you might find in a paint stripper, but there may be some residual methylene chloride. It's hard to get it all out. I mean, they say they wash it all out, but there's always some residual levels. So there is this thing called the Delaney Clause, which is a 66-year-old edition of the Federal Act of the environmental, whatever, you know, some protective regulation that the FDA has to adhere to, which requires the FDA to ban food or additives proven to cause or induce cancer when ingested by humans or animals. So why, oh why, are they still allowing methylene chloride? Well, reason is because most of the big coffee manufacturers are using it to make their decaf. It's cheaper than alternative ways of stripping out the caffeine, such as water processing or so-called Swiss water processing, which is something that's available in pricier organic decafs. But they're now petitioning the FDA to remove methylene chloride from decaf. The National Coffee Association president and CEO William Murray said banning European method decaf coffee, the type that uses methylene chloride, quote, would defy science and harm Americans' health. Well, they're always going to push back on regulations. They say there's no evidence that European method, but that's kind of a euphemism. Doesn't that sound better? Like European method, not methylene chloride laden. Decaf presents any risks, he added via email. Indeed, the overwhelming weight of independent scientific evidence shows that drinking European method decaf, like all coffee, is associated with decreased risk of multiple cancers and other significant health benefits. And indeed, that is true. There is evidence that coffee, and not just caffeine, may, you know, help people be more alert. There may be a protective effect of caffeine on the brain. But even without the caffeine, there are nice substances in coffee like caffeic acid, which have antioxidant, anti-inflammatory effects, and may be beneficial with or without the caffeine. But opponents say there's more information on the toxicity of methylene chloride and the levels at which it can cause toxicity. And especially when people consume a lot of decaf, like I do, maybe it adds up. So there's a controversy is brewing about decaf. And if you want to avoid it, well, don't have commercial decaf. You can go to the Clean Label Project. Clean Label Project. It's an organization that tests consumer products for hidden industrial and environmental contaminants. And they have detected methylene chloride in 7 of 17 brands of coffee tested. And the list is there. And you can adjust your decaf consumption according to the guidelines that they set forth and the brands that they say are below the threshold, which is thought to be potentially harmful. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom-targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
Have you ever heard someone say that probiotics didn't work for them? Since all probiotics are not the same, the probiotic you choose can make the difference between superior results and no results. Look for an enriched formula containing these three key components for best results: probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotics. A worldwide leader in microbiome health for over 40 years, Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is an enriched full-spectrum probiotic system fermenting multiple strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics. The result? Transformative postbiotic metabolites that maintain and support the biodiversity of flora in your gut for optimal digestion, gut-brain, and immune health. Dr. Ohira's, certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, dairy, and GMOs. For a superior probiotic formula, get Dr. Ohira's probiotics today at fine natural health retailers nationwide and online.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. We have time for one more recorded question, so let's hear it.
I have a 21-year-old granddaughter with Crohn's. She has brain fog and fatigue. What is the best supplement to take?
Okay. Well, you know, Crohn's disease is something that unfortunately is afflicting more and more young people, and we don't exactly know why. We think it may have something to do with diet or potentially pollutants in the food supply, but that's entirely another story. I mean, whether it's also about, you know, birthing practices, breastfeeding, there's a lot of factors that may increase its incidence, and a relatively unknown condition that has really exploded in frequency. And the tragedy is that it affects, you know, children and young people quite frequently. In a young gal who has Crohn's disease, who's experiencing brain fog, you know, first thing I would look at is iron, because there's a lot of iron insufficiency in young women. But especially if you have a digestive malady and you're not absorbing properly, I would target iron for its effect on the brain and on mood and energy. But the condition itself, because it's an inflammatory condition, can make you feel tired and can affect your brain, because inflammation of the body makes its way to the brain. And it's thought that inflammation in the brain is also a cause often of mood problems. So the use of anti-inflammatories such as fish oil can be helpful for the brain as a protective factor. You may also want to consider something called SPM, specific pro-resolving mediators, to be good for the inflammation in the intestine as well as the inflammation in the brain. And they work well with medications that she's likely to be on. Vitamin D at higher doses, important for inflammatory bowel disease. That too can have an effect on mood and cognition. I would also look at the impact of diet, because while many gastroenterologists kind of poo-poo the notion that diet has an impact, I've seen patients with Crohn's disease even go into full remission with diet, even before the advent of powerful drugs that are now used. So I'm not saying that it's a panacea or a slam dunk, but it's worth trying, and it can often make a difference, at least in how patients feel and how well they respond to medications. Maybe that'll reduce their medicine burden. Look at the specific carbohydrate diet, the SCD, and buy a book called Breaking the Vicious Cycle by Elaine Gottschall, Gottschall. She was a mentor of mine decades ago, and I've utilized her regimen in patients with inflammatory bowel disease with great success. So good luck with your daughter, I mean your granddaughter, because it is really a challenging condition. But seeing an integrative physician to get their perspective would not be a bad idea. All right. This item, and this is an action alert for our listeners in New York, of which we have quite a lot, because we're based in New York City. And the legislature of New York City, of New York State, has approved a restrictive law, which is designed to protect young people from the hazards associated with weight loss and muscle building products, supplements that are used by adults but whose sale should be restricted to those under the age of 18. So the law is scheduled to go into effect this month. And I would agree that there is a problem because there are a lot of, especially young men, who are taking bodybuilding supplements that may affect their growth and may have harmful effects. And they tend to be overzealous. For example, it's not a great idea for a 16-year-old or a 14-year-old to be taking something called DHEA because it's a hormone. And generally, young men are already over-hormoned. And it's kind of a way of using an over-the-counter anabolic steroid to boost performance. Now, by the way, the use of anabolic steroids by even high school kids is skyrocketing. These are drugs, and many of them are illicit, and they're obtained through shady compounding pharmacies. And basically, it's like whack-a-mole. The government goes after them and tries to shut them down, but they just keep popping up all over. And with the advent of the internet, these drugs are easy to get. So that's really the problem, not so much the over-the-counter stuff, although the over-the-counter stuff can be a little problematic. But here's the deal. Trade associations are challenging the law's constitutionality, and they're going to court on this because the New York bill defines dietary supplements for weight loss or muscle building. And I'm quoting here from some language from the Council for Responsible Nutrition. Steve Mister, who's been a guest on my program, is their president and CEO. They say that the New York bill defines dietary supplements for weight loss or muscle building as products labeled, marketed, or otherwise represented for the purpose of achieving weight loss or muscle building, but not including protein powders, protein drinks, and foods marketed containing protein, unless those products contain an ingredient other than protein. So they say protein powder, yeah, fine. But if they contain anything that would, or when considered alone, constitute a dietary supplement for weight loss or muscle building, no go. Examples of those ingredients include some sketchy things like Garcinia Cambogia, which has kind of lost its luster, weight loss supplement, but also something pretty wholesome, creatine. I personally take creatine. Green tea extract, not a biggie. I mean, why restrict green tea extract? Raspberry ketones, green coffee bean extract, which actually has some bona fides for weight loss, and besides is a beneficial phytonutrient polyphenol compound. They would restrict those. So it's kind of a slippery slope towards control of supplements. And according to the CRN, the Council Responsible for Nutrition, in their submission to the court, they say the problem is that there's no guidance in the statute itself by New York State. If anything, the factors that the statute lays out tend to just expand the potential definition of weight loss and muscle building rather than narrow it. Without any guidance, manufacturers and marketers and retailers just simply don't know what's in that restricted class and what isn't. And because of that, it chills an awful lot of legitimate commercial speech. A lot of truthful, lawful claims get wrapped up in this because people don't know what's covered and what isn't. And what's going to happen is that a lot of health food stores and online dispensaries, they're going to run scared. They're going to make it impossible to get valuable supplements, not just for kids, but for adults. They're just going to say, yeah, it's too risky. There's laws, you know, about selling this to kids. So we just won't stock the stuff or we won't feature it online. And we're going to see a narrowing of our access to quality supplements in the state of New York. So action alert. I'm president of the Alliance for Natural Health. Alliance for Natural Health upholds the right of people to have access to supplements of their choice, among other things, therapies of their choice as well. We have a broad-based mission, freedom of choice in medicine and healthcare. And check out anh-usa.org. Or if you already subscribe, you should become a member of ANH. If you're already a member and you're a New York State resident, you're going to get an action alert saying contact your legislator in the state Senate to push back on this kind of overreaching legislation. I think it's, you know, well-intended, but unfortunately, it's an overreach of governmental authority, as so often happens in this realm. Thanks very much for joining us and listening to today's program. Take advantage of everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer. Check out the hub for all things Intelligent Medicine, our website at drhoffman.com, where you can find our podcast. You can also follow it on your favorite podcast app and get new episodes every weekday. Also follow me on Facebook and Twitter for the latest health news. Be sure to subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine newsletter for in-depth articles on the most relevant health stories. 877-726-8255 for recorded questions, and we'll see you again next week. Have a great weekend.